Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
Thank you, George Carlin. It has been a bit tricky forecasting the weather lately because of a persistent pattern of morning fog that we've been having. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass. We'll talk a little bit about that as well as some of the more predictable aspects of the weather. But first, Cliff, what's your forecast for the week ahead?
Well, this morning we have very dense fog. And as I mentioned before, that's a tremendously good sign. The clouds, the cold air, that low foggy layer is actually very shallow today. And I expect it to burn out much quicker than it has in the past. So probably by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it should be completely sunny outside. And temperatures will go up to around 60. And the rest of the weekend, in fact, the rest of the week is going to be a repeat of this. We have this ridge of high pressure over us. It is not going anywhere, maybe just shifting a little bit towards the east. And so we should have dry conditions through next Friday, and we should have some morning clouds on most of the mornings that burn off, you know, somewhere around 10, 11 o'clock. Now, of course, it can get thickened up on a few days, and it looks like Monday could be a day or Tuesday could be a day where it holds on a little bit longer. But in general, there's no precipitation and some low clouds in the morning, and the temperatures in the mountains are going to be extraordinary. It's going to be warm and sunny there all week.
Now, you're very brave to give us such an exact forecast of when the clouds will burn off. Remind us, will you, why do we get those low cloud forecasts wrong so much of the time?
Well, we do make mistakes with low clouds, and there's a reason for that. They're very shallow, and it's very difficult for our models to get a handle on something that is so shallow in the vertical. And also, the computer simulations we do have a weakness. They tend to mix the air too much in the lower atmosphere, which tends to take out the low clouds, even when reality is keeping them in.
But you're confident that you've got it mostly right this week?
Well, all I can tell you is that based on experience and looking at the models, you know, I think this is what's going to happen. But we could be wrong. I could be wrong on one or two days in which the clouds hold in a little longer. But I am sure that it's going to be dry and that the mountains will be sunny and warm. That I'm sure about.
I like the sound of that. Good hiking weather. And there are more predictable aspects of the weather at this time of year. Talk, if you would, a little bit about what is the warmest time of day and how confident are we of when that would be?
Well, an interesting thing is that the warmest time of the day is not when the sun is the strongest. The warmest time of the day depends on the time of the year. This time of the year, it's probably 3:30, 4 o'clock. During the middle of the summer, when the days are longer, it's more like 5 to 6. And then in the winter time, in the middle of winter time, it could shift even earlier to something like 2 to 3 in that range. Well, the interesting thing is that the maximum temperature is not necessarily when the sun is the strongest, because the temperature of the surface is dependent upon two things: what's coming in, and that's the sun's radiation, and what's going out, that's infrared radiation, that we and the surface, everything on that planet is radiating at all times. So as long as the amount coming in is greater than the amount going out, we warm up. And that is true until we get sometime in the middle to late afternoon. There's more coming in than going out, even though the sun is getting weaker. So that's why there's a delay of the maximum temperature compared to the maximum sun.
Nice. And when is the coldest time of the day?
Well, this kind of logic also works in the morning. The coldest time of the day is generally right after sunrise. Now, that may seem counterintuitive. The sun's coming up and you're still getting colder. And the reason is it's that input versus output. During the night, there's a lot of output, right? There's nothing coming in, so we're cooling. And the output exceeds the input from the sun even after the sun has just come up. The sun has to be sufficiently high in the sky that there's enough solar radiation to balance out what's going out. And so the minimum temperature is often after sunrise.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website or pose your weather questions at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.